Sports.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. Got Scott the Fabulous Hennen on traffic somewhere to the Twin Cities, I think. This is Mark the Freedom Poet. So happy you're with us. It's a little cooler day than yesterday, but we're free and we're happy and getting closer and closer to Christmas. How are you, Mr. Scott?
I'm fabulous. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds fabulous. Yes. I can't imagine anybody living in the Twin Cities and dealing with this kind of traffic on a daily basis. I just, it would be a miserable existence. I am broadcasting from the Twin Cities today down here to speak at a Bakken Summit of CEOs that our friend Anita Bai put together, sponsored by their energy company. So we're looking forward to that today.
And what are you going to speak about?
I don't know. It's more kind of an informal conversation just about how the Bakken is breaking through in so many areas. And obviously, it's also challenging. So I'm kind of dealing with things that CEOs deal with. And I'm planning on sharing lots of things about what we learned from being up at the Freedom Club meeting. And my Bakken 101 in a nutshell right now is it is ready for a breakthrough because things are catching up and people are able to breathe. It's not so intense. It's still challenging. It's still everything else. But, you know, things are catching up, and you can see hope in people's eyes as a result of that. So I think that's a positive thing.
And they're looking for real community. They're really looking, you know, first it was survival and infrastructure, and now they're really looking for the human component, man, and connecting with people. They're looking forward with some real excitement to connecting with people from all over the country and making – the new visitors rather than the enemy welcome brothers and sisters. It's pretty cool.
It really is. Yeah, we have some big things in the news we want to cover here today. Dale Wetzel's going to join us later this hour. Dale, I don't know if there's a better reporter in North Dakota. He's just an incredible journalist and writes for our Great Plains Examiner. He also does news on stations across North Dakota, including 550K Fire, our What's on Your Mind flagship. And Dale has gone almost undercover, but he's undertaken an interesting idea here at the holidays. You know, news kind of slows down. He said, I'm going to go work as a checker at a retail outlet and just see what kind of mood people are in, see how they, you know, how the stores do what they do. So he's been doing a story where he's actually an employee of Target. And so he's going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later. Bottom of the hour, Mark will do a little sports, obviously, get us updated on that. We'll maybe finish up with Dale and again, tackle some of these stories of the day. And then on What's on Your Mind, Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, is on with us on the program. We also have the folks from Game and Fish on to talk about all kinds of things that have been in the news lately. And, of course, hot topics, including the Senate vote on the budget deal. That's on its way to the president and Senator Heitkamp. And Senator Hovind, I voted in favor of it. Their statements are out. We'll get that. We'll talk a little bit about what folks want for Christmas. And I think the big story of the day is going to be this Duck Dynasty ordeal, which really seems to be much ado about nothing to me. I don't get it. I don't get why he's been indefinitely suspended from the show. And, you know, the juggernaut of Duck Dynasty might be threatened by this. But before we do that, we probably should talk about Monday and Fertile and why things have changed there a little bit on the plan, Mark. What do you think about that?
Well, I do. First of all, I want to thank the people from Fertile. We had a very intense few days. We're so happy and proud of them that the nativity scene is back up in the school. But what Fertile did, and because of the energy of caring about having Christ in Christmas, we've gotten response from all over. I mean all over. There's some people that called me last night after the program that wanted to come to Fertile, but now instead they're going to have a Freedom Club gathering sometime after the new year. Maybe in Crookston, maybe even in Fertile. But the bottom line is, Scott, is that now we want to really focus on the reason for the season. But here's what's been happening every year, is that people start worrying about who says Merry Christmas and what's been kicked out of this school and what's been happening after Thanksgiving. And then it's too late because the absolute windmill of excitement and activities. We need to be fighting for religious freedom and Christ in School and Christ in Christmas all year long. So we've put together some petitions, and we'll start disseminating them maybe even next year at fairs and what have you.
Yeah, speaking of fairs, first of all, I want to take my fair share of blame for Monday's event not happening, in the sense that, you know, I kind of went back and said, look, it's Christmas week. There's a lot going on. I will be doing a show on Monday, but pretty much promised after your show on Tuesday, Mark, that we'll be up in Grand Forks with the various folks, and the plan was really to kind of just enjoy Christmas, right, and set work aside. So, while it didn't feel like work to go up and stand with good God-fearing folks celebrating Christmas, and I love Fertile. It's one more thing on the calendar that ultimately would require a little bit of work. The other thing is the folks that were organizing on the ground there, have other things going on. And also, there's a real sentiment that the job's been done in Fertile. Fertile did the right thing. That would be celebrated. And so there's no reason to go up there. And even celebrating that could look like you're not turning the other cheek to the folks that were on the other side, and it's back up, it's in there, and so Fertile's an example for other towns, so there's no need to go there.
Because there's thousands of towns in America where Christ isn't welcome in Christmas. And there's even a gas station for the Fertile North Side, I think it's North Side Express, so it says Christ is the reason, or Jesus is the reason for the season. See, that kind of sentiment is not welcome in a lot of places in America, unfortunately, because the silent majority have been too silent too long. And so next year we're going to do this in a properly way. We're going to do it in an orderly way, and we're going to have petitions. Let people present that to school board candidates. How do they stand on it? It's a great filter of determining who should be on our school boards. Do you support Christmas carols and the nativity or not?
Now, very good point. Also, I would add, there's been an idea that I believe came from a citizen of Fertile who I do not know, but suggested that the fair up there in Fertile is one of the best county fairs in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
It is just fantastic. And maybe the plan could be take some time to build a very beautiful nativity scene that could be unveiled at the fair and then ultimately live on in perpetuity in Fertile. So there's a lot of different things. And by the way, I would say my goal of making Fertile the nativity capital of North America per capita remains. And let's not forget, The school lunchroom has a poster up. A poster.
That's right.
Nativity is in your heart. The nativity scene's in your heart about the birth of the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ. So putting a poster up says, I believe, I'm with you. And so it doesn't have to be some fancy thing you spend $100 on, plastic at Target. It could be literally a poster, or it could be this beautiful, stable if you're able to do whatever you're able to do. So I think there's a lot of ways to make that goal.
Also, several people have said they would like to contribute to it if Fertile would like to have a really significant nativity on a hill or whatever. There's some other ideas that have been suggested. And, if something like that should come, I would love to get way behind it and make next year's nativity a wonderful community nativity scene somewhere. And I would love to promote the Dickens out of it.
How much time do we have? We have enough time for you to tell me the comments that have caused the firestorm on the Duck Dynasty, ordeal. I can't. For the life of me, I'm sitting there saying, okay, he's giving his opinion. His views are pretty well known on that show. He thinks gay marriage is immoral. So do I. He thinks the gay lifestyle is immoral. So do I. By the way, I think adulterous relationships are just as immoral. You know what I mean? So it isn't like you're saying only, homosexuality is homosexual. The Bible says that. The Bible also says it's, the same thing to be in an adulterous relationship. And I guess he said he was more attracted to a male than a female in a rather graphic way, a female rather than a male in a graphic way. I don't get the controversy here, Mark. What am I missing?
The controversy is that he said that homosexuals, according he read from the first chapter of Corinthians, there's several categories of people that aren't going to go to heaven, and homosexuals are one of them. See, and here's the thing that's been made inroads into a lot of churches is that homosexuals are going to go to heaven. But the Bible, both in the first chapter of Romans and in Corinthians and in other places, talks about homosexuality being an abomination to God, even in the Sodom and Gomorrah story. And that in the Bible, it says that this is a sin that they can repent of and change from. And, you know, so it goes against, first of all, it's thus saith the Lord, not thus saith Duck Dynasty. And, you know, and secondly, that it's religious free, it's a religious freedom issue. The,
here's my just 2 second take on this, and we'll talk more about this at the bottom of the hour. You know, there's a lot of reasons you're going to go to hell. And certainly, homosexuality is another one. The good thing is the mercy of, you know, our Lord and Creator says that, you know, there's plenty of time to repent. And I think if you're messing around with your neighbor's wife or you're having a, you know, sexual relations outside of marriage, you know, if you read the Bible, you're going to hell unless you say, I'm sorry and I'm repenting of that. So am I right, Mark?
That's the way it sounds.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. Includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social, cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake Adventure Rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On your mind. This is Scott Hennen. Dale Wetzel, the managing editor of our Great Plains Examiner, someone you hear on 550 KFIRE regularly with news, and of course, read and hear his news all across the great state of North Dakota. He is joining us to talk about a couple of very interesting stories. Dale, how are you today?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Are you in the Christmas spirit, Dale?
I usually don't get into the Christmas spirit until about 2 days before Christmas. I really don't know how to explain that, but the answer to your question is no. I'm doing my Christmas shopping, but am I in the Christmas spirit? It'll take a couple more days.
I got it. So you'd be a little more Scrooge-ish at this point and kind of warming up to the idea of really getting into the Christmas zone right about Christmas time. That works.
Yeah. I just, frankly, I get a little burned out about Christmas because the music starts before Thanksgiving or sometimes before Halloween, and I just get kind of burned out about it. It's never been one of my favorite holidays, to be honest with you.
Well, say that again.
I hate to be such a downer about it, but it's never been a fun holiday for me.
Well, let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk more about Christmas and how this season's been a little different for you based on an interesting experience you've had that I'm fascinated to hear more about as you write about it in the future. But let's, at least North Dakota's sort of been back on the radar here the last couple of days. What do you, give us the Cliff Notes on what you make of what's happening right now in Leaf.
Well, right now it's fair to say that the white supremacists or white separatists or white knuckleheads, whatever you want to call them, are kind of on the run. They're in jail right now. We're talking about a gentleman named Craig Cobb and another person named Kynan Dutton. Mr. Cobb bought a bunch of properties in Leith, several lots, building lots. He bought a house. He bought an old creamery. And he's been living in this house without water, without waste disposal, and without a furnace, which is, I imagine, is pretty interesting when you're talking about sub-zero cold in North Dakota. The reason he hasn't had to worry about that recently is because he's been in jail since November 16th. That was when he was arrested, when he and Mr. Dutton were walking around the streets of Leith with loaded firearms and allegedly threatening people. Now, both of them face 7 counts of terrorizing. These are felony charges that carry each one a 5-year prison term at the maximum and a $10,000 fine. And they're both in jail in Mercer County waiting for a preliminary hearing on January 13th. Now, Mr. Cobb's been on a hunger strike. Apparently he isn't anymore. He called the other day. He calls people, and he's called me before, saying that he's going to file with the state Supreme Court, and as far as I know, he hasn't done this yet, but he said that he's going to file with the state Supreme Court a request for a writ of habeas corpus, which means that he's basically asking that a judge be ordered to set bond for him because he's being held without bond. And he does point out, and correctly so, that the North Dakota Constitution says that people are entitled to bond for crimes unless it's a capital offense, a murder, something that you can be put to death for. And this, you know, language, of course, was written back when North Dakota had the death penalty. It no longer does. And to me, as a layperson, it seems that he has a point that, you know, at some point he's going to have bond established for his for the charges against him. It's just a question of when. And again, his preliminary hearing is January 13th. Now, while he is in jail, the authorities in Leith, the city officials, are trying to condemn his home and other properties around Leith that are not up to code so that they can be demolished. And the complication here is that there is a woman living in Craig Cobb's home with 3 of her children. She says that she is the boyfriend of Kynan Dutton, and she's understandably doesn't like the idea of being turned out of her home so that it can be torn down. So we'll just have to see how this progresses. According to the folks in Leith, this woman, and her name is Deborah Henderson, she's a piece of work herself, and she's been filing restraining orders against people saying that they're harassing her, that they're surveilling her and using cameras to spy on her, and it's a real goat rodeo down there, frankly.
Was the right word for sure. Just a short, quick answer. Is it over? Do you think that, not in the legal sense or anything, but I mean, is this whole grand plan of Craig Cobbs fading away here, thankfully?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that point was reached some time ago. And Frank, in fact, it was probably reached when the temperature dipped below zero for several days. I mean, you know, face it, North Dakota is not the place that people are going to come to whether they want to set up a white power town or not, when it's below zero in a small town, in the middle of nowhere. Let's face it, even if Craig Cobb had been successful in attracting a bunch of like-minded folks to move to Leith, North Dakota and elect a town council that, you know, likes Adolf Hitler, what have you got? You've got a small town, really, really off the beaten track, controlled by white supremacists. Okay, what happens now that you've got control of a town of 25 people? I mean, it's frankly, the whole idea, I thought, was ridiculous from the start.
Now, we're not going to get to all of this story in this segment, but I want you to talk in about just a minute headline about your opportunity to be amongst the Christmas hustle and bustle, literally as a cashier at Target. What are you accomplishing here, Dale? Tell us about this.
Well, I've wanted for some time to work in a retail business. I've never done that before. When I was in high school, I had, and college, I had dozens of jobs, but none of them was in a retail store. And I thought it would be interesting to work in a retail store during the Christmas rush, during Black Friday, during, as it turns out, I worked on Thanksgiving night, in a job that I was totally unfamiliar with. And I wanted to find out what it was like, you know, mentally, physically, and every other way. And I wanted to meet the folks that have these jobs. I mean, a lot of them are young people, much younger than I am. Yeah, they're in college, they're in high school. And a lot of them are people who they're maybe not in college or high school, but they have multiple jobs. I mean,
hold on a second, Dale. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more of this story. It's fascinating, and it will be interesting to read about at some point as well. With Dale Wetzel and Mark Stogerbo, it's the What's On Your Mind preview. We'll continue, folks. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Broadcasting live from the Twin Cities today for Bakken VIP party. Tell you more about that a little later on in the program. We have next hour Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, on his new coach, and first chance to after the news of Craig Bowles' departure. But anyway, they have a new coach now. Big game this weekend. We'll talk all about that with Gene Taylor. We're going to talk also about this controversy over the indefinite suspension, which sounds like a fancy way of saying you're fired, of the Dynasty, amazing over comments to a newspaper reporter, or I guess it was a magazine reporter, had some free speech on really nothing new in the way of a viewpoint, just I guess kind of how it was said. So not quite understanding why this is such a big deal, but we'll see if you think it was in. Any of our audience think it was a reason for an indefinite suspension. Got a budget deal. Senate has passed that now. Heitkamp and Hovind, Senators Heitkamp and Hovind, have both issued statements. We'll deal with that a little bit today and just try and find out what people want for Christmas as well. What's on your mind coming up? Dale Wessel's with us. Dale is the managing editor of our Great Plains Examiner and has undertaken quite a project to put himself right there, taking on something in the way of a career that's totally different so he could understand the perspective of folks in the retail world. Been working at Target in Bismarck, and you were talking before, Dale, why you did it. I'm curious, interacting with those youngsters, as you say, and other folks, and learning what the experience been like. Is it enjoyable? Is it people in a good mood? What's it like to do what you've been doing?
I really like it, to be honest with you. It's great. I enjoy it immensely. It is physically demanding. I'm 54 years old, and I haven't had to stand on my feet for 2 or 3 hours at a time for quite a while, and so that's a new experience. And you have to work quickly, and you have to deal with what I do is I am a cashier, and I had to figure out the cash register and figure out the keys and figure out how to deal with certain circumstances, and I was relying quite heavily, actually, on the help of my supervisors. The thing that was interesting about it to me is that, as I mentioned before, I've wanted to do this for some time, and I wanted to find out what it's like to be in the world of folks who have more than one job, and that's a fairly common world in North Dakota. Lots of people have more than one job, and I also wanted to get more acquainted with what I describe as the modern workplace. I mean, I had never taken a drug test before, for example. I haven't filled out a job application in 25 years. And I had to fill out a job application with Target and ask a series of questions, which I would guess was they were trying to, gauge me in some sort of psychological profile. And also, working as a cashier, you find out what people are buying. They're buying, Despicable Me 2 and Fast and Furious 6. That sells quite well. They're buying lots of video games on on Black, I keep calling it Black Friday, but it was actually Thanksgiving night. People were trotting up to the cash register with large screen TVs and these sophisticated headphones. I think they're Beats by Dre or something like that. it was fascinating. I mean, and one thing that I've really been gratified by is that the customers are really, you know, they're very kind and very patient, you know, because when I was learning the job, it had to have been frustrating to be there with a large cart of merchandise and having me trying to figure out what's going on. And almost everyone was really obliging and kind. Obviously Christmas shopping is a high stress situation, and these people were very, you know, cut me a lot of slack, and I was really grateful for that. And I do enjoy talking to the customers. I've gotten more used to the job, and I enjoy, you know, talking to the customers about their products, why they're buying what they're buying, that kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun. And you also have the obligation to try to sell them a Target credit card or a debit card, because if you have one, you get a discounted Target. Now, I have one of these. I think it's a good deal. And I try to sell this card with enthusiasm. And it's interesting because, you know, I've had people who were buying $450 worth of stuff and didn't want to have a Target credit card, even though it would save them 5%, which is, you know, $23, $24. But, you know, if someone buying $20 worth of stuff said, yeah, that sounds like a good deal, let's do it. You know, it saved them $1.50 or whatever.
That's fascinating. I'm just so fascinated by it because I think, number one, it's bold to sit there and say, I'm going to something I've never done before, right? And in a new area and interact with folks, and also just the human interaction of that all day long. So this will be fascinating to learn more about. And you're doing it all the way through the holidays, Dale?
Yes. One other thing is that I like to liken it in a way to, I mean, there are certain metrics that you can try to meet. I mean, the cash register grades you on whether you did a transaction quickly enough. And I'm always trying to earn the good score instead of the bad score. And that's fun. And the other thing, and this is, you might be kind of surprised to say this, is that, or to hear this, is that I think they make you take breaks too frequently. 'Cause sometimes I'll get really going here and I'm kind of in a groove and I'm talking to people and I'm able to find the little UPC codes and I'm able to do my job reasonably well, at least I think I am. And then all of a sudden someone shows up and says, okay, you have to take a 15-minute break. It's kind of like if you're in a basketball game and you're hitting your shots and then the coach takes you out and makes you sit down. And
I love it.
That's kind of,
yes. Hey, I'm humming here. I'm doing great. Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating one.
It's just kind of disconcerting, you know, because all of a sudden there's someone at your elbow saying, okay, you have to take your 15 now. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, you know, just getting going here.
Put me back in, Coach. I love it. Well, this will be fascinating to follow, Dale. Thanks for sharing. It'll be a neat story. And I'm looking forward to you getting that full-fledged Christmas spirit after all that interaction with Christmas shoppers this year. We'll chat with you later, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Dale Wetzel, Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner. And isn't that going to be fun? What a neat thing. I can't recall anybody doing that. You know, there's undercover exposés, but actually working it and then ultimately sharing that interaction and taking on a different career as a, you know, 55-year-old journalist that's not done anything else for a lot of years. It's pretty neat. Should be fun. Here's a guy that's already in the Christmas spirit. In fact, he's in the Christmas spirit all year long, Mr. Mark Scoggerville. So, Mark, give me the 411 on what prompted the indefinite suspension of the Duck Dynasty star. What is the, you know, what are they pointing at? What's the smoking gun, if you will?
I think their smoking gun is what they don't want to be pointing at. The smoking gun is the Bible. I really believe that. I believe that's the high energy. They're not only insisting us to affirm their lifestyle, but God. And it's not going to work. The people that read the Bible and believe it's inerrant, there's whole denominations that believe that. That includes Romans and includes Corinthians. And he just said it, you know. They're not going to heaven. And, you know, in even more to the point in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, the abomination was considered so grievous to Lot that he was going to send his girls out to these depraved men that wanted to go after the male angels. So, you see, they want to insist that they're totally normal and totally and that they're going to heaven right and left, and the Bible says otherwise. Then that's really the spirit. This is a spiritual warfare, and it always has been. And of course, it's free speech and freedom of religion. And of course, the Robertson's freedom of speech and freedom of religion is under attack because he's not politically correct. That's really what's going on here.
But that shows anything but politically correct. I mean, and from the standpoint of they pray, they're unafraid of their faith. That's what's made the show as bold as it is. Number one show. I don't, you know, this is just a gotcha moment. First of all, not even on the show. So it's not like he said on the show. So I don't get it from the standpoint of the network. He's saying it in an interview, and he's really not saying anything differently than, as you say, it's pretty black and white. And to the extent that the gay lifestyle is targeted, you know, I think sometimes opponents of that lifestyle don't do enough to say, look, any immoral behavior is wrong, right? I mean, the Bible says don't kill people. It says don't steal. It says, and, you know, there was an effort by the
It is more than that, though. The biggest reason is the children, we always have to look at the children of traditional marriage are in better shape than the children of homosexuals. By and large, there's anecdotal exceptions, but by and large, this is about the children. And so as we soften our attitude about homosexuality, we increase the vulnerability of the children.
Well, give me Kelly what he said exactly. What's the quote that has them saying?
Okay, I don't want to quote it on the air. He's talking about the attractiveness of females' anatomy versus males' anatomy. It was crude. It was absurd for him to be on GQ doing this interview in the first place. What did he expect? But he, you know, basically he was talking about the process of homosexual male sex versus heterosexual sex, and he was graphic. And, you know, and he was boy sitting around a campfire talking about he likes girls more than guys, and why?
Right, and I thought there was something where he quoted something from the Bible that was the...
He did. But that's not even in some of the major stories. He quoted from 1 Corinthians that homosexuals are going to hell. It wasn't thus say him, it was thus saith the Lord. The Apostle Paul in his letter to Corinthians said homosexuals will not go to heaven. He also said it in Romans.
I'm baffled by it, but we'll see what other folks think. It doesn't seem that at all. I don't get it. Maybe the graphic part of it, but again, it's in an interview. I just don't understand it. We better quickly do sports here, Mark, unless you want to wait till after the break. Should we do it after the break?
I think that all of these, let's not let all of this contention upset our Christmas. You know, I feel like we took a good takeaway from the whole fertile situation. I think everybody is really trying to reconcile. And remember this, that every homosexual is just as loved by God as every heterosexual. And all of us have challenges. All of us have besetting sins that we have to deal with. But remember what Christ said to the lady at the well, you know, go and sin no more. He said the same thing to the woman caught in adultery and was being stoned. Go and sin no more. He wants us to repent and be saved.
I completely agree with you. And again, I think the only thing where anytime the comments like this come up is they aren't put in context of just exactly what you said. Number one, doesn't mean you don't love the person or that God doesn't love them. And also, there are a lot of things that send you to hell, and that is one of them. So, you know, but it doesn't mean, you know, somebody doing all kinds of things are in the same exact position. So good reminder. Back with Sports and Weather next on What's On Your Mind. It's the preview.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Good morning, Mark and Scott. I'm calling regarding your comments on believing and heaven and hell. And I don't have a corner on what God's intent, his mind is, but I read what it says in his word and listen to a good pastor. And it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And that is believing in your heart that what he has done has paid the price for our sin. And we're all sinners. Even after we become born again, we're still sinners. But we need to feed the new nature and not the old nature. And so it's not a matter of, did I repent before I died? It's a matter of believing, because Jesus paid the price for our sin, our past and present and future. So that's how I see it. I think that's what God says in this scripture, his Bible, his word. Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you do. Bye-bye.
Kind comments. Thank you very much. 855-200-1776. And we have others as well that we'll be sharing as we go throughout the program. What were you going to say in response, Mark?
I just think that that's – people worry on the moment of death, am I – you know, have I committed some sins in the recent hours or minutes? And we're in a state of grace, you know. And yet the Apostle Paul says that this isn't, grace isn't so that sin may abound, but it's the process of being sanctified is a lifetime one, and God is the judge. And she talks about the mystery of, you know, not one human being is perfect even at the moment of death, no matter how saintly they've lived. So
that's where I think it gets lost. And in other words, if you say, I don't believe in a gay marriage, and, you know, here's why, but there's a lot of things. In other words, I think the reason, I'm always sensitive to this because I have a sister who's gay who I love very much, and Ellen Ratner, dear friend of mine who's gay and love very much, and you love that person, you know, and you also, as much as you do not like, you know, the idea of gay marriage, homosexual lifestyle, could point to a lot of things. Adulterers, people who steal, people who are, what's the line about how tough it is to get to heaven when you have, you know, resources? You know, tough, easier for the camel to get through
Through the eye than a rich man to inherit, right.
You know, so look, there's a lot of things that are going to get you in the wrong, you know, the wrong direction. And sometimes I think, because of the lobby, the agenda, the in-your-face way of, hey, we're going to normalize this, we're going to make this, this is perfectly normal. They just go crazy at any little thing and act like they're attacked. And I don't believe they're attacked. They are simply loved to the point where you want them to have eternal life. And so you want them to realize that's wrong, along with a lot of other things. I think sometimes we just don't say, hey, that in addition to all these things are wrong. They feel like they're being singled out. Does that make any sense?
Well, it does, but they're so aggressive in insisting that we affirm them in their homosexual marriages. I can't call it gay marriage. I just want to do that. I have the right of freedom of speech because I think about the children. And every study proves children are better off in a different environment as in average. You know, all kinds of studies, thousands of studies show that children live longer, do better, study better, are healthier, less neurosis, less problems.
Of course,
if they have a loving mom and dad.
But again, that's the ideal, and it's fantastic, and the studies obviously prove that there are instances where children are in a different lifestyle. Right?
Absolutely,
there are,
many
with two mommies and two daddies. Okay,
right.
And sometimes, you know, single parent families, whatever, doesn't mean we don't love them. We're talking about what the ideal is, and obviously, the grand plan of families came from the grand plan of marriage. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
We have to constantly stand up for it and being, even though we're going to be politically incorrect.
Absolutely.
We have to do it for the kids, and we don't do it. We have to do it in love. Otherwise, it devolves into just rancor, and it's a matter of tone. Like your priest told you, it's a matter of tone.
It is. It's all about tone. And love needs to be number one. And I appreciate your comments earlier on that. All right, we're going to get to more of your comments on that. The Timberwolves, big night, right, Mark?
Oh,
one of the best
games. Oh, you know, the Trailblazers have just had their number. Not only that, they'd won five straight. And we came out just smoking hot. And Kevin came within one assist of a triple-double. Peck got 30 points. And we beat them 120-109. It was just an awesome team game. Everybody played great. Tremendous passing, tremendous intensity. Brewer and Rubio, just a great team. Team
Mark
effort.
Can we get Bob and Grafton here? We've not done a good enough job in the 8 o'clock hour getting calls in this week with all the travel and everything going on. So I do want to get Bob in here quickly, and we only have about 40 seconds for you. Bob Grafton wanted to talk about the previous caller. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, guys. Real quick. And, you know, this subject needs to be talked about. You used my term there, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know, I wanted to address that real quick and then that caller. You know, it's evident everywhere. God created male and female fish, birds, mammals, you know, male and female plants. It's very evident what God's intentions are with life. I agree 100% with where you guys are at on this. Now, that caller, bless her heart. You can tell that lady loves the Lord. But, you know, there is... So something he's missing, and that is repentance. It's all about repentance. Christ died for us on the cross for our sins once and for all, but that does not give us carte blanche to continue sinning.
Good point, Bob. There is a right and there is a wrong, and if you're on the wrong side, there's still a way to be right, but you do have to repent. You couldn't be more right. More on this coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.